Broadcasting live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Summit High School. I'm Mark Panther, and the girls are coming off a victory over the Salt of not their best performance. Head coach Kyle Crowder, you'll hear all about that here coming up in just a few minutes. Turnovers plagued the girls a little bit as well. They were a little sloppy, but Adrian Fraser came close to the double-double off the bench with 11 points, 9 boards, while Kylie Huff scored 10. Breezy Huff had 9. Aubrey Fraser and Taylor Summers each had 8. Summit last played on Tuesday in a loss to Glenwood Springs, 44-29. The Tigers are led by senior Autumn Rivera, who averages 17 points to 9 boards a game. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear the interview I had with Coach Kyle Crowder just a little while ago. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and train live every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
So Kyle, solid win last night, but you told me you thought it was a little sloppy. Explain that to me, please.
You know, we came out and we really wanted to press early in the game, and we just couldn't get shots to go in, free throws and such. And you know, in order for us to get kind of in our setup to press correctly, we need to make those buckets so that it gives us time to get set up. So we never really got in rhythm early in the game, kind of like we wanted to. You know, we just struggled finishing some of the easy ones. Defensively, we were slow getting to their shooters a little bit in the second, or in the first half there, so they got off, you know, 5 or 6 jump shots that they probably shouldn't have. So it was just a little bit sloppy. I mean, the girls did a lot of good things. We executed well. We were a little bit late getting the ball where it needed to be on our offense, but, you know, that's all critical stuff, easy stuff. So we decided to be a little more prepared, and I think it's going to be better from today.
The Salt was a good team to do that against. Avery Fraser did nearly have a double-double off the bench last night, and a couple of other girls were getting the ball in the basket as well.
Yeah, she had a good night, you know, and when we can have at least one kid step up and score, you know, pretty high double digits, you know, that kind of takes the load off of everybody else. But she just had a really good game. I felt like this, she was aggressive, and I felt like she was taking really good shots. She struggled to put it in. You know, really, she could have had a few more buckets that probably had fallen, but she stepped to the free throw line and made some shots, and really pleased with that, you know. And the rest of our girls, you know, we're getting good shots. Taylor had a few buckets, and Tate had a few buckets, and Kai struggled a little bit, but she was pretty good from the free throw line. So we just got to find ways, you know, to finish that last 10%, and we're going to be in a good place.
Got Summit today. It was a long bus ride over with the weather, and dealing with semis and whatnot.
what's the game plan here as you kind of roll in to put Breckenridge here and kind of get your bearings?
You know, we got a pretty good idea what we're up against. You know, these girls are going to be pretty big. They offensive rebound really well, so we're going to have to box out. I think that our speed is going to be definitely a benefit for us. I think that we can get the ball out and get transition and hopefully get some opportunities there. And they're a pretty good shooting team, so we got a couple of girls that we're going to try to keep track of. But if we can do some of the little things, I think we're going to be fine. You know, it's always weird. And you're playing in a place that most of these girls have never been before. So we got some learning to do, but, you know, hopefully we just go out there and play our game and control the things we can control. We're going to have some success.
Also on the heels of another back-to-back, and you and I talked about it yesterday, shouldn't be a problem today.
No, you know, I feel like that all the girls got a lot of playing time left. I don't feel like that we've had to play anybody too many minutes. So they should be nice and rested. And, you know, we're doing a lot of really good things. You know, we've got a lot of kids that are coming into the game. They're contributing. So if we can kind of make this a team effort like we've done in the past, I mean, I think that's going to bode well for us, not only tonight, but in the future as well.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Summit High School, I'm Mark Cantor. We'll take a look at the lineups now prior to what I believe is going to be the national anthem. We'll start with the Summit Tigers. Non-starters will be number 4, DeSalva Villa. Number 5, Olivia Lyman. Number 3, Tanya Rodriguez. Number 24, Rose Road. Number 12, Gracelyn Garbert. Number 25, Taylor Smith. Number 2, Ellie Sudith. And number 30, Larissa Merrow. Forgive me, those are out of numerical order. That's how they're listed on the rosters. So the starters for the Summit Tigers, number 23, Autumn Rivera. Number 21, Paolo Arredondo. Number 1, Brenna Babich. Number 10, Kelly Duffy. And number 22, Jocelyn Lopez. So it looks like they're going to do starting lineups prior to the anthem. So we'll get you Delta's lineup now. The non-starters, number 2, number 3, Paige Kiemeyer. Number 4, Bailey Wilson. Number 13, Breezy Huff. Number 15, Braden Alberg. And number 23, Avery Frazier. Starters for Delta, number 2, Aubrey Frazier. Number 10, Ellie Ames. Number 11, Kylie Huff. Number 12, Taylor Summers. And number 14, Tatum Miller. So the girls had even scoring, you know, spread it out among the girls last night. So we'll see what the girls do here today against Summit. They brave the elements and snowed most of the way up here to Breckenridge. And we all made it safely, so that's what counts. The weather to blame for the late start today as well. Summit Tigers are coached by Kaylee Burns, while of course Delta coached by Kyle Crocker. So we'll get ready for your Choco Time tip off here, as Ellie Ames will tip against, looks like number 23, Autumn Rivera. Delta in their black uniforms with white numbers. Summit white uniforms, silver numbers, black trim. And Delta will control, nope, the loose ball now, and now Summit gets the tip. Arredondo, top of the key, over to Rivera. Rivera drives the lane, kicks it out to, I believe that's Duffy. They get it back around to Arredondo. Arredondo to Lopez. Lopez back to Rivera. Excuse me, that's Arredondo. Now over to having a hard time seeing the number of the one girl because the ponytail's in the way. Arredondo as a charge will be called on Duffy. Excuse me, Babbage, that's her first. Delta with possession now. And Miller is going to be hit-checked and forearmed in the face. Lopez called for that foul. Inbound goes to Frazier. To Summers on the left elbow. Summers looking to drive. Kicks it out to Miller. Tatum spins. No, back to her right now. Inside the arc. Kicks it over to Frazier. Back out to Ames. Ames just inside the arc at the top. Shot no good. Rebound up. Shoots it underneath to Miller and out of bounds off of Tatum. Turnover. Back to Summit. Arredondo to bring it up. Over to Duffy, now to Rivera in the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound Summers. To Miller, shot no good. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Huff. So the official adjusting his whistle now. And we're back to action. Arredondo over to Rivera. Rivera underneath to Duffy. Duffy goes for the surface shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Loose ball. Goes out of bounds off of Summit. And Delta will have possession. Score still not at a zip. 6-9 left in the first. Inbound goes to Huff in the backcourt. Back to Ames dribble it up. Gets it to Miller. Miller fakes. Frazier sets the screen. Miller, runner no good. Rebound Summers. Now out to Ames. Ames looks to drive baseline. Kicks it underneath the brace. Aubrey out to Ames for three from the right corner. Shot no good. Rebound Summit has Arredondo to bring it across the time stripe. Arredondo. Guarded by Miller. Arredondo looking. Gets it to Duffy. Duffy in the arc. Back out to Rivera. Rivera. As they work around the perimeter, Babbage to Arredondo. Arredondo over to Lopez. Lopez drives baseline. And foul going to be called. going to be the first on... Summers, it'll be her first, of course. First foul by Delta. Lopez to the line. Shot is good. And Summit is the first on the scoreboard. Free throws sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Second one, no good. Rebound Summers. Taylor's third board of the game. Ames setting something up at the top. Ames to Miller. Left elbow, Miller. Gets it to Ames. Ames. Pass, has the pass knocked away. Arredondo one on two on the other. And stops, puts it up. No good. Rebound Huff. Kylie has three boards so far. They go to Summers. Underneath shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Summers going to get the ball back. Gets it to Ames. Ames kicks it out to Miller. Miller thought about a three-drive space. Right now they kick it underneath to Frazier. Aubrey can't get it to go. I think that one may have been blocked. And we'll have a timeout, I believe, called by Summit. So we will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
We're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you, Summit High School. The Tigers lead 1-0 with 4:24 left in the first. Arredondo to bring it up for the Tigers. Over to Lopez. Lopez to the top and Duffy. Now they work it around. Arredondo has it now back at the top of the key. They get it to Rivera. Rivera looking for a screen. Delta works through it. It's like Breezy Huff into the game for Delta now, as is Bailey Wilson. Avery Frazier out there as well. And we're going to have a travel called on Arredondo. Going to get a substitution for the Tigers. It's going to be number 4, Desubasila. Ames to bring across the time strike for the Panthers. To Frazier, Adri. To Allberg, Braden. To Wilson. Wilson. Gillis baseline, shot no good. Rebound by Summit. Dolphins just can't get anything to fall so far today. Arredondo. Over to Sela. This one's going to be knocked out of bounds by Ames. Ball goes in, now back out to Sela. They work it over to Rivera. Now over to Arredondo on the right elbow. 15 footer is good off the glass. Summit leads 3-0. 3:10 left in the first. On half court pressure now. And as Delta works the ball ahead, Breezy Huff gets the assist while Braden Allberg gets the bucket. And those are Delta's first 2 points of the game. I told you when this game started that Braden Allberg would have Delta's first bucket with a little less than 3 minutes left in the first. Would you have believed me? Asila takes a three ball. No good, but Summit comes away with the board. Lopez gives it to Arredondo. Arredondo over to Asila. Asila, left-handed dribble, kicks it out to Arredondo. Arredondo in the left corner. Excuse me, that was Lopez now to Arredondo at the top. They try to go underneath. Ball gets knocked away, but right to Silla. They try to work it in, and that's going to be Babich, who splits the double team and hits the hardwood hard and grabs the back of her head. She is down in a considerable amount of pain. So we will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Abbott gets a nice round of applause. Trainer helps her to the sideline. She is walking off under her own power. She looks to be okay. So, looks like we're going to get injury substitution for the Tigers. And there's a discussion as to whether this foul came on the floor or came on the shot. So it looks like Autumn Rivera will shoot the free throws in the place of Babbage. She misses the first one. See what she can do here with the second Modern Appliance Company free throw. Gets that one. 2-point advantage for Summit, 4-2, is they're in the 2-2-1 press there as Hupp gets it, and then Kylie went to Breezy. Breezy had it knocked out of her hand. Back the other direction is Summit moving right to left, Delta left to right. Arredondo over to Lopez. Lopez over into the corner. Rivera, runner no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Another substitution. As Duffy will be back into the game, she'll sub in for Garver. Inbound goes to Lopez. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and we will have a jump ball call. Delta will have possession. Like we're going to get substitutions for the Panthers as Aubrey, Frazier, Summers, and Miller back into the game. So you'll have those three with, looks like, Adrie Frazier and Kylie Hupp on the floor. Summers brings it across, up ahead to Frazier. Adrie had a clear lane to the basket, and Snilla will be called with the blocking foul. That's her first. Delta inbounds to Aubrey Frazier in the left corner. Now into Summers in the paint. She'll be fouled. She's going to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. It's like the Delta boys trying to start the wave down there on the far end of the court. To give you an idea, I am in a corner of the gym. Even with the Summit to the Delta basket as Summers makes the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. Second one, off the back iron, fight for the rebound, and Summit comes up with it. Summit still leads 4-3, 1:38 left in the first. Arredondo jumps off in the lane, kicks it over to Rivera. Half a Euro step, I would have called it a travel, but Delta loses the handle on it. Huff's rebound. Take it away from her. She comes up with another one and gets it to Summers. Works it in the lane. Now underneath the Frazier, who has it go out of bounds off of her foot. Kylie Hupp with 5 rebounds so far in the game. Arredondo is going to try to get it to Rivera, but she throws it out of bounds. Kind of pump faked it and then threw it, and it went right by Rivera. Miller gets it up, head to Huff. Kylie into Aubrey Frazier. Aubrey backs her way in, tries to go high off the glass, gets it to fall. Frazier puts Delta in the lead by 1, 5-4. And then Miller takes the ball away, forces a jump ball. It'll go to Summit. Tigers to inbound. It goes to Arredondo. Arredondo over to Rivera. They try to work it in. A steal up ahead to Frazier. Now underneath to Miller. Avery with the assist. Tatum with the bucket. 34 seconds left in the first, and Delta has a three-point advantage. Arredondo has it knocked away. Delta's going to Kelly Huff getting her hands dirty, and Delta should have possession off of that one. Lopez going to check back in for the Tigers. Miller. Brings it across the turnstrike as her pocket pick as she goes by. Arredondo brings it back across the turnstrike. 15 seconds left in the first. Delta tried to trap Arredondo, got the ball out of there. She'll get it back now. Dribbles to her right. Right elbow. They work it underneath. She throws it out of bounds. Delta will have possession. It was good inbound. It looks like it's going to be Kylie Hoff. Looks like we're going to have a substitution as Babbitt will check back in for the Tigers. Miller to Huff. They throw it away, trying to get it to Summers. Rivera at the buzzer, grades the three to tie the score. 7-all at the end of one. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9-Footed Creative. We make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to Summit High School. Tigers able to tie the score as the buzzer sounded at the end of the first quarter. So a little bit of a slow start for Delta here. Summit is probably some better competition than they faced here in a little bit for the Panthers. Miller and Allberg both have a bucket. Summers has a free throw, and Aubrey Frazier has a bucket. That accounts for Delta's point. Kylie Huff had 5 boards in that first quarter. Like Delta will have Aubrey Frazier, Wilson, Ames, Miller, and Allberg on the floor to start the second quarter. They try to work it inside to Babich. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by the Tigers. Now Babich again in the paint, loses the handle. They'll call a foul. Allberg might get called for this one. That should be her first. Actually, it's Braden's second. Third team foul for Delta. Tigers up 4. Summit looking to inbound. They go to Duffy, whose three ball is no good. Rebound 5, the Tigers. Abich tries to get it inside to Lopez. Delta's going to come up with the steal. Ames brings it up. Ames over to Miller. Miller now going to go baseline, kicks it into the paint to Frazier. Aubrey can't hang on to it. Miller tries to get the steal and can't come up. Long jumper, no good. Rebound, fight for the loose ball, and Ames will force the jump. Delta will have possession. We're going to have 2-2-1 pressure and a foul call. As Delta tries to get it across the time stripe. It's going to be on Rivera. That's her first. So Delta will maintain possession. Ames dribbles top of the key in the paint. Kicks it out to Wilson. Bailey into Ahlberg. Ahlberg in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Block. And Babbage comes up from it. Now Arredondo. Arredondo over to Rivera. Rivera in the paint. Back out to Lopez. Now back into Rivera. 10-footer is good, and Summit has the lead back, 9-7. More pressure coming in the half court. Delta gets it across. That's last, no good. Baseline jumper is a miss, and Summit comes up with the rebound. Babich back out to Lopez. The shot is no good. Babbage with the rebound and the putback. So 11-7 Summit. Aang being trapped. Needs some help. Gets it out to Frazier. Frazier. Long cross-court pass. And they're going to say it's a foul on Delta. I'm going to say the foul was on Avery Frazier here on the near side. I didn't see exactly what it was. It may have been away from the ball. Summit has their inbound knocked out of bounds, and now they get it back in. Babbage has her pass knocked away by Avery Frazier. Now they work it in the paint to Rivera. Shot is no good. Rebound by Frazier. Now up ahead to Breezy Huff. Breezy across the time stripe. As that pass knocked away, and I turn over back to Summit. Arredondo guarded by Huff. Now over to Lopez. Lopez. And they're going to call a foul on Huff. Say she made a little too much contact there as she was blocking. Inbound goes to the backcourt and Arredondo. Arredondo to Lopez. Lopez over to Duffy. Now they try to work it into Babbage. That's a steal for Avery Frazier. Ames comes up with it. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Summit as they try to work it to Breezy Huff in the right corner. Excuse me, left corner. Aims to inbound. Goes to Huff underneath the basket. She kicks it out to Summers. Summers just inside the arc. Airballs that. Going to go out of bounds. Arredondo across the time. Jumps up. Kicks it out to Lopez. Lopez. Back to the top of the key. Now Arredondo. Arredondo. To Duffy. Three ball. No good. Rebound by Huff. Breezy came up with that one. Now back the other way. Aim. Up ahead to Kylie. Huff can't get the turnaround jumper from underneath the basket to go. Rebound by Summit. Arredondo. To Lopez, into Babbage, back out to Duffy now. Lopez has the ball knocked away. Delta works through the screen. It's going to go out of bounds off of Summit. Delta's ball. Going to have some substitutions now for the Tigers. And Villa back into the game. Rose Rody will check in as well. More half. Full court pressure. And Sela, excuse me, that's actually going to be Lopez called for the foul. And that's her second. 16 foul for the Tigers. That only has four. Inbound goes to Ames in the backcourt. Ames to her right, up ahead to Huff. Breezy back out to Ames. Ames now underneath to, actually, that's Kylie now into Breezy. Breezy has her shot blocked. Breezy gets it back, kicks it out to Summers, can't get the long jumper to go. Rebound by the Tigers, and now going back the other direction. Rhodey to Rivera over to Steele. Now Arredondo on the right elbow. Delta looking to trap. She's going to throw it away. Kylie Huff comes up with it. Gets it up ahead to Adrian Frazier. That might have been a travel, but it wasn't called. Skip pass to Ames on the line on the right side. No good. Rebound Adrian Frazier in the putback. Delta back within two. Summit on the perimeter. Sila. Excuse me, that's Lopez. To Arredondo. They try to work it into Hop. Excuse me, Duffy. And Delta's going to come up with the rebound there. Ames up ahead to Frazier. Adrian can't handle it. And it's going to go out of bounds. .230 left in the half. Summit leads 11-9. Quickly across the time strike. Now Sila into Babich underneath to Rivera. Excuse me, that was Rhodey. Shot's no good, but she'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Third foul on Allbird. Avery Frazier will check back in for Delta. Both shots made by Rhodey. Summit now leads 13-9. They try to work it inside. They do to Avery Frazier. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Summit. Rivera trying to go all the way. No, she kicks it over to Babich. Babich, long pass to, not sure who that was, but Silla ended up with it. Her shot's no good. Rebound, Summit. That shot's no good. And Ames comes up with the rebound. Long pass up ahead to Huff. She's going to save it to Miller. Miller, baseline jumper, no good. Loose ball. Miller, nope, still trying to track it down. Fight for the loose ball, and the jump ball is going to be called. 1:41 left in the half, and the Tigers lead 13-9. Inbound goes to Duffy. Duffy works it into Babich. Babich over. Now they work it back into Babich. It's like a foul going to be called on Delta. It'll be the first foul on Miller. Both teams with 16 fouls now. Summer's going to check into the game for Delta as Ames will take a breather. Inbound left corner for Summit. Three ball. No good. Rebound Delta. Aubrey Frazier up ahead to Kylie Huff. Huff underneath to Summers. Summers can't get that to go. Fight for the rebound. And they're going to say a foul on Summit, and it's going to be 1-1 for Delta. So Summers to the line for 1-1. Free throws sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Summers brings it. Breezy Huff will check back into the game. Adrian Frazier will have a seat. So. Looks like Kylie Huff will come to the line and shoot the second shot for Summers. It's no good. fight for the rebound. Jump ball call. And Delta will have... Jump ball call. Delta maintains possession. Kylie Huff to inbound. Goes to Summers underneath. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go off of Summit, and Delta will maintain possession. Lopez will check back in for the Tigers. Delta works it in. And Summers will hit the jumper. So Taylor's got four, and Delta's back within two, less than 60 seconds and a half. Lob pass as the cutter didn't see it coming, and Aubrey Frazier comes up with the steal. Delta with the basketball. Frazier, right side. He's gonna, it's going to end up being over and back, I'm afraid. Tried to get it to Kylie Huff, and it went right by her. So inbound goes to Lopez. 37 seconds left in the first half. Lopez picks up her dribble. Tries to work it in. They kick it back out to Arredondo. Arredondo now dribbling. 26 seconds left. Arredondo to Lopez. Lopez lob into Bobic and a steal by Huff. Kylie up ahead to Miller. Short buddy is good. So Tatum's got four, and the score's tied at 13. Summit, 2 seconds left. Over, work it around to the left corner. Shot's not going to count. They didn't get it off in time. So at the end of the first half, the score is tied at 13. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, you'll hear the interview I had with members of Delta's speech and debate team earlier this week. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower can help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body breath, specializing in pain and stress relief from 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for State Sinicki at the Sunflower Group.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
I'm with a couple members of the speech and debate team, Junior Nick Sir, who's the debate captain, and Senior Sidney Barshot. So thanks for stopping with me today. So we'll start with Nick. Tell me, you're the debate captain. What exactly does that mean? What responsibilities do you have?
So I'm kind of a leader in teaching how to debate, more of the fundamentals of teaching how to speak for the debating. I also help lead the debate ring and where we're going to go for the day, how are we going to approach the debate. I'm also used as a leadership role for more of the younger debaters, those who are new help give them a leadership role, answer questions for them, and give them some guidance.
Very good. And so what is your discipline?
My
artist debate, speaking debate, like what is your, what do you compete with?
So I do, my primary event is a partner event called Public Forum. I do it with my partner who's also a junior by the name of Derek Boyd. And then I also compete in Congress at the upper level as well as extemporaneous speech.
Very good.
Actually, the exact same event. My partner is a freshman this year, and his name is Alex Burris. We're both novices, and we're getting a lot of really good opportunities to learn.
Very good. You're saying novice, so there's different, in addition to different events, there's different levels of experience as well?
Yeah, kind of. So the way this debate works is you can do it all 4 years, and when you first start out, you're considered like a novice or a baby. So you don't really know how the events are going, and you get to be taught by either the upperclassmen or by losing in competition, and so you learn how it works.
Or your debate captain.
Yeah.
Very good. So how has the season gone for you guys so far, Nick? You know, I know you've been pretty successful with speech and debate throughout the years. Obviously, you've earned debate captain, that would kind of lend to that. How's your season going so far?
So we're on track for state and nationals again. Lots of success. We are competing at PF on a higher level than I did last year, and we're looking for a deep run in state this year.
Good. Now, last year you guys qualified for nationals, correct?
We did. We went to Louisville for that.
That's right. I remember. And how did you guys do last year in nationals?
It was kind of a struggle bus for us. It wasn't kind of a newer experience. I had done nationals online my freshman year, but I never did in person, and so it was kind of a new experience and kind of lost in there.
Okay. So, Sydney, you're novice, obviously, just kind of a beginner,
yeah,
if you will. What drew you to speech and debate?
Well, I've always liked to argue. It's kind of an overarching achievement in my life. I tend to fight my way through some more difficult circumstances. And our debate course this year is on Mike and Deer's bank speaker, and so when I joined her class, she really told me, hey, if you're going to be one of two girls in the class, you also need to be in our debate team.
How was your season going as a novice and not really doing this before?
Yeah, it's actually going pretty well. I've managed to kind of edge out some of the senior competition and some of our upperclassmen competition. I'm pretty proud of that.
With you being a senior, where are you going in the future after high school? Do you look to continue with debating at the next level, or what are your plans?
Well, I was accepted into the Colorado School of Mines, and while they don't have a debate team, my backup schools, most of them do. So it kind of depends on where I go from there. I'd really like to continue doing debate, so if I do end up going to School of Mines, I'll probably be looking for some just extra club that I can offer that have a different structure.
Very good. So Nick, you're a junior, so you'll have one more year, but what does the future look like for you?
The future's a little dark yet. Still in charge, but we're trying to figure that one out now.
Okay, very good, very good. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fides Cafe in Delta. Fides Cafe is a better-known scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the fresh, fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fides Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fides Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fides Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Ace is the place with the help for hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Sora, Scott, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams?
Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Canada's back to the halftime. The score is tied at 13. Taking a look at some of the first half. Taylor Summers had 4 points, four boards, and a steal. Tatum Miller with 4 points. Aubrey Frazier, Brayden Allberg each had a bucket. Adrie Frazier had one as well. Adrie had the 2 points, an assist, 3 rebounds, and a steal. So it looks like Brianna Huff had an assist and a rebound. Aubrey Frazier had a steal in addition to her 2 points, and Ellie Ames had a rebound. My stats, of course, are unofficial. It's possible that I have missed a couple here or there. And I think I may have an extra point in there for one of the girls as well. I'm not sure where that came from. But anyway, score tied at 13 as the Tigers giving Delta all they can handle. Delta not getting the basket, the shots to fall, if you will. So, you know, Coach Crowder talked about, you know, being sloppy yesterday, and Delta with a little bit of a slow start here. So, see if they can come out of the halftime break and just kind of kick it up a notch and play a little more sound. It's like Summit will have the ball to start the half. Starters back on the floor for both teams. So, we are back to action here. As inbound it goes to Arredondo. Arredondo over to Duffy. They kick it into Babich. He almost loses it, but Summit gets it back. Lopez in the paint. Loose ball picked up by Frazier. Quickly up ahead to Huff. Huff loses the handle, but gets it back. Now Ames. Ames underneath to Frazier. Can't get it to go. And I think Aubrey's going to be called for the foul. That'll be her second, or make it first. So, Summit with the basketball. Arredondo across midcourt. Over to Duffy. Duffy. Back to Arredondo. Arredondo. Over to Lopez. Rivera now into Babich. Back out to Rivera. Rivera right corner now. Up to Arredondo. Over to Duffy. Jumper no good. Rebound by Rivera. That was a travel. But not called. She'll get the reverse land for the first points in the second half. It's 15-13 Summit. Delta goes underneath to Huff. Kylie to Summers. Summers off the glass. And a foul is going to be called on Arredondo. That'll be her second. And Summers will go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Taylor gets the bounce. And the second. Taylor, I think that's where my extra point came in. So Taylor's got 5 on the afternoon. Score tied at 15. Arredondo works it into Babich. Babich underneath Rivera. And she'll get the layup. So 17-15, Tigers. Ames has her pass stolen by Babbage. Now to Arredondo. Arredondo splits. That looked like a travel, but she got it up before she picked her foot up, I suppose. Babbage in the paint. Shot no good. Rebound by Arredondo out to Lopez. They try to work it in, and Kylie Huff comes up with the steal. On the perimeter, they work it into Summers. Summers shot from Paul, and a jump going to be forced, and Delta will have possession. Rose Rhodey back in for the Tigers. Inbound goes to Summers. Summers puts it on the floor. Floater good. So Taylor with seven. Babbage to Rivera. 15-footer. No good. Rebound Ames. Ames across the time strike. Now gets it in to Huff. Kylie's going to be fouled. It'll be the third team foul on the Tigers. Delta with just the one. The third foul on number 21, Arredondo, and so she'll have a seat, and Tila will step in. Ames to inbound, tries to go underneath, can't get it to Avery Frazier. Summit comes up with it, that's Tila. Now she'll give it to Duffy. Duffy stops at the top, and she's going to have it stolen by Miller. Miller up ahead to Huff, Kylie off the glass, it's good. Kylie's first basket, and Delta's got the lead back, 19-17. Summit trying to work it around the perimeter. Duffy guarded by Miller. She'll get the screen. Now they try to work it into Scylla. Scylla guarded by Avery Frazier, and going to be called on Avery. That's her first. So Summit will maintain possession and will inbound. Goes to Rivera, now back out to Duffy. Duffy runs into a trap, gets it to Babbage, now to Rivera, and they're going to call over and back as the ball rolls across midcourt. Arredondo will check back in with her three fouls here with 4:51 left in the third. Once again, Delta leads 19-17. Ames to Summers. Summers pivots. Summers, now drives, baseline. And she'll get the jumper. Taylor with nine now. And Miller going to be called with the block on the other end. I think that's going to be her second. So third team foul for Delta. Tigers with two. Delta leads 21-17. For a little more than 4.5 left in the third, and Breezy Huff will check in for Summers. Inbound goes to Scylla at the top. Scylla dribbles. Next one's going to be stolen by Miller. Quick outlet to Huff. Kylie off the glass. It's good. Kylie's got four. Delta leads by six. Rivera back on the other end. Can't get the 10-foot jumper to go. And Kylie comes up with the rebound. She's got six boards on the day. Ames at the top of the key. Ames over to Miller in the left corner. Goes baseline. Drops it off underneath to Avery Frazier. Another assist for Tatum. That's her third. Avery's got four. And now Kylie Huff comes up with a gift up ahead to Miller, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Kylie with four steals on the night. We'll have some substitutions for the Tigers. Looks like Garbage will check back in for the Tigers, and Summit will call a timeout. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Big seafood burgers and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, go to 2021 Best Colorado Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Pit Sports.
Welcome back to the high school. I'm on 3:45 left in the third. Delta leads 25-17 after a slow start. It was tight at halftime. So Delta able to kind of take control here in the second half as the inbound goes to Avery Frazier. Now back outside the arc to Miller. Tatum looking to dribble drive. Gets in. Now kicks it back out to Breezy. Huff looking. Now Ames. Ames, top of the key. Ames, to her left, now passes to her right, and Frazier. Avery with the basketball. Avery, they're going to call lane violation. Nope, they're going to call a foul against Miller, and that's her third. So Bailey Wilson's going to check in for Tatum. 14 foul for the Panthers. Foul happened away from the basketball. Arredondo trapped in the left corner. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Tigers. Delta will have possession. Arredondo got trapped down here in the corner and took a scrum for the ball and went off of Arredondo. So inbounds will go to Ames. He'll have it at the top of the key. Gets it over to Frazier. Adrie to Huff. Breezy for three. It's gone. Breezy's first bucket, the big one, puts Delta up by 11. And the answer by Summit. So it's 28-19. As Delta goes underneath to Frazier, up with the assist. Avery with five now, make it six. Delta's up 30-19. Arredondo, as they work it around the perimeter, shot no good. This one's going to go out of bounds off of White, which is Summit, so Delta will have possession. Substitutions for Delta and Summers and Alford check back in for the Panthers. Ames gets the inbound. Looks like they're going to extend some pressure here on Delta. Breezy Huff now with the basketball across the back stripe. He's trying to get it underneath to Alford and overthrows her by about 2 feet. So it's a turnover with 2:08 left in the third. Delta with an 11-point advantage. Makes Aubrey Frazier back into the game for the Panthers. Into the 2-3 zone goes Delta. Duffy, as they're working around the perimeter. Lopez, Camilla, Rivera. Short jumper, no good. Ball out of bounds off of Babbage, so Delta will get the ball back. Inbound goes to Summers. Summers, or Ames. Ames. Errant pass. Turnover back to the Tigers. Now, Duffy will bring it across the time stripe. Duffy. Lopez. Lopez traveled, but then not called. Because they work it into Babbage. Babbage. To Rivera off the glass. It's good. 30-21 Delta. Summers quickly across the time stripe to Frazier and comes called for the travel. She ran into, I believe, I can't see the number on that Tiger, but she ran into a Tiger player. But Rivera gets the ball, 10-foot turnaround jumper is good, and the Tiger's starting to go on a little bit of a run here. Delta now up by 7. And the foul is going to be called on the Tigers. It's going to be the first called Gap Garver. 13 fouls for the Tigers. Delta's got 4. 66 seconds left in the third. Wilson gets the inbound in the backcourt. She brings it across. Wilson has her pass stolen. Wilson and Garver, she throws it. She's going to throw this one away. 55 seconds left as the Tigers turn the ball over. Tatum Miller checks back into the game. And it was the 3 foul. Tigers extend pressure into the backcourt. Inbound goes to Miller. Miller now dribbles. Gets it up ahead to Ames. 2 back to Miller. Now underneath. Off the glass. No good by Huff. Rebound by Summit. 42 seconds left in the third. Huffy gets it across the time strike. Huffy looking for a screen. Can't get it. Gets out of the trap though. And finally, Lopez starts running without dribbling, and they call it this time. It's like the second or third time she's done it this game. Arredondo will check back in. She comes in for Duffy for the Tigers. Ames to Miller. Miller up ahead to Tuff, and it's knocked out of bounds by Babich. Ames to inbound, waiting for something to set up. Tough flashes open. Has the ball knocked away from her. Lopez with the steal behind the back dribble. Now over to Arredondo. Arredondo drives, gets in the lane. Runner no good. Rebound Summers. She's fouled. 5th board for Summers on the afternoon. And Arredondo picks up her 4th foul. Steele back into the game. Ames inbounds to Miller. Back to Ames. Up ahead to Miller. Miller right side. Now she drives baseline. Tips it out to Huff. Huff goes underneath but has the pass stolen. And that's the end of the third quarter. So Delta grabs the lead here in the third, 30-23. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here at Summit High School as the Tigers will have the ball to start the final stanza. Delta leads 30-23. And that goes to Silla to give it back to Lopez. Lopez picks up the screen from Silla. Now Rivera from the right side, just inside the arc, and it's a 5-point advantage for Delta. Ames gets it up to Summers. Summers over to Miller. Miller from the right corner dribbles in. He gets it back to Summers. Jumper no good. Rebound by the Tigers and a foul by Delta. That's going to go on number 2, Aubrey Frazier. That's her 2nd. Silla brings it up. She'll get the screen. Dribbles away from it as Miller steals it. Now goes in. Kicks it underneath to Huff. the third time they've had that connection. Kylie with six, fourth assist for Tatum. Fourth steal as well in the game. Tigers working the perimeter. Rivera to Garbert. Now they try to work it into Babish and knocked away by Ames out of bounds. Looks like we're going to have a substitution. Duffy comes back in for the Tigers. Lopez to inbound. Goes underneath to Babish. Shots blocked by Frazier. First block for Aubrey tonight. Again, Lopez to inbound. She goes to Rivera at the top. Rivera will lob it inside. Steal by Summers. Taylor throws it to Hoff. Hoff kicks it back out to Frazier. Pass gets knocked away. Now Miller at the top, inside the paint, back out to Ames. Ames now dribbles baseline, kicks it to Summers, jumper no good, rebound by the Tigers, and a jump ball going to be called. It'll be Tigers basketball. Looks like we're going to have some substitutions for the Tigers. And Avery Frazier will come in for the Panthers. Looks like it's Aaron Dondo who subbed back in for Summit. Looks like Rhodey's back in as well. The Cuff works through the screen. Tigers almost throw it away, but they get it back. It's Aaron Dondo to Rivera, right corner, into a double team shot, no good. Rebound Frazier. Aubrey with her first point of the night. Ames swings it to Frazier, back to Ames at the top. Now kicks it out to Miller. Miller into the paint. Now back to Frazier. Jumper it just inside the arc is good. And Delta leads 34-25. 5:58 left in the game. Shot by the Tigers. No good. Rebound by Miller. Delta underneath. Avery Frazier. That's six minutes. And I think that was a lane violation by Delta. So turnover to the Tigers. Delta. 9-point advantage. 5.5 left here in the game. Tigers working inside. Now back out to Duffy. Shot may have been partially blocked. And Zilla will check into the game. I'm not sure why they allowed the clock to stop when there was no the play to stop when there was no basket. Ames got the rebound on the shot. And Zilla just moving the ball quickly up the court. It's in Frazier's hand. This one's going to be stolen by Arredondo. Arredondo. No foul call, even though there was contact. Zilla comes up with a rebound. Her putback's no good, but there's going to be a foul. And Duffy to the line. A 16 foul for Delta. Tigers have four. This one bounces off the back iron and then the front iron and then out. Greasy Huff back into the game for Delta. Babbage checks back in for Summit. Back in to Modern Appliance Company free throw from Duffy. No good. She follows the shot though. Can't get the put back. Fight for the loose ball. And Greasy Huff comes up with it. Gets it out to Bet. She's out of bounds. Gets it out. Babbage came up with the ball, but stepped out of bounds on the end line and turns the ball over to Delta. So, looks like we're going to have some, we're going to have a timeout from Summit. So, we will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to Southern High School. I'm Mark Cantor, and Delta leads this one 34-25. Had a slow start. Score was tied at 7. At the end of the first, tied at 9-13 at halftime. Delta came out in the third quarter and put a little distance between themselves and the Tigers, and have maintained that distance here into the fourth quarter. I think there's about 5 minutes left here in the game. Delta's got 16 fouls, while the Tigers have 4. Ames, Kylie, and Breezy Huff. Aubrey Frazier and Avery Frazier on the floor. Inbound goes to Kylie. Kylie to Breezy. Breezy up ahead to Ames. Ames calls out a play. Ames to Frazier. Avery over to Aubrey. Aubrey from the right elbow gets it to Kylie. Kylie to Breezy. Breezy into Avery, and a foul going to be called. Foul going to be called on Rivera. That's her second. A lot of substitution for the Tigers. As Garbert back into the game, Delta with possession. Breezy, backs her way in. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Frazier. Kick out to Ames for 3. No good. Rebound to Avery Frazier. And it'll go out of bounds. On the perimeter for the Tigers. This one goes out of bounds off of Rivera. Ames throws it to Breezy. Breezy back to Ellie. Ames back to Breezy. Breezy loses the handle and it goes out of bounds. Nope, they're going to say it was off of the Tigers. So Delta maintains possession. A little more than 4 minutes left here in the game. Delta with a 9-point advantage. Ames. Top of the key. Over to Frazier. Aubrey. To Avery. Avery to Breezy. Puff. Now over to Kylie. Kylie to Avery. Avery Frazier inside the arc. Back out to Aubrey. Aubrey top of the key. She's going to drive the leg. Kicks it underneath to Breezy. Jumper. Can't get the bunny. Rebound to Avery. She'll dribble out. Now to Ames at the top. Ames. And a timeout going to be called by Delta. So we will take another break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Southern High School. Mark Cantor along with you. Watching the Summit cheer team here during the timeout do some acrobatics as one of the cheerleaders being lifted up into the air. So Delta leads 34-25. 3.5 left in the game. So Delta will have possession coming out of a timeout. Ames to inbound from right in front of her bench. Goes to Avery Frazier at the top, works around to Summers, who's back into the game. Summers to Miller. He's also back in, and the foul going to be called on Rivera, and that should be 1-1. And Rivera, I think, just fouled out of the game. Actually, it's Arredondo that just fouled out of the game. And both teams have 16 fouls now. Ames to inbound. Goes to Summers. Summers from the right corner. Floater, no good. Rebound by the Tigers. And now Duffy brings it up. Goes baseline shot. Goes in. 34-27 Delta. Tigers extend pressure once again. Long pass up up ahead to Kylie. Now underneath to Avery Frazier. Frazier with the bucket. She's got 8. Fifth assist for the game for Kylie. Around the perimeter, Rivera looking to drive. This one's going to be knocked up in the air, but picked up by Garbert. Shot is good from the paint for Rivera. Susan Babich. More full court pressure. As Ames now will throw this one away, and they're going to call a charge instead on Ellie. So that'll put Delta into the penalty. But a charge is not a shooting foul. Inbound goes to Duffy. Duffy nearly has it stolen by Miller, but she dribbles out of it. They work it around. Rivera just inside the arc. Bucket. 36-31. Delta with the lead. A little more than 2 minutes left here in the game. Miller, left elbow. Miller is going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line for 1-1. The first foul on Duffy. Miller can't get the front end of the 1-1. Rebound by the Tiger. Duffy brings it up just inside the arc at the top. Too hard. No good. Rebound. And actually, a jump ball going to be called, forced by Avery Frazier in the lane. And Summit will call a timeout. 1:53 left in the game. Delta leads 36-31. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility, along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stain blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done. Right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you as I watch the cheer squad again during the timeout. Try not to drop the people they're putting in the air. It's a little scary if you ask me. Once again, Delta with a 5-point advantage here late in the fourth quarter. Looking to hang on here. Delta will have possession, Ames to inbound. So, starters are on the court with the exception of Aubrey Frazier. Avery's in for her as Delta turns the ball over. Duffy to Babich. Babich, baseline, jumper good. 36-33 Delta. Ames, low things down. Extending pressure are the Tigers. Now Kylie Huff to Summers. No good. Rebound. No, they're going to call over the back. No, jump ball. And Summit will have possession with a Delta holding on to a 3-point advantage and 90 seconds left in the game. Both teams in the bonus. So any foul means free throws. Duffy dribbles it out of bounds off of Kylie Huff's foot. Inbound goes Duffy. Duffy dribbles into a double team. Now passes out of it to get it into Babich in the lane. Can't get it to go. He's going to go out of bounds off of Rivera. Well, Delta will have the ball back. Full court pressure from the Tigers here. It looks like it's going to be a 2-3 zone extended into the backcourt. Summer Ames gets it to Miller on the right corner. Dribbles baseline. Shots blocked. Loose ball picked up by Avery Frazier. Frazier. And Delta will call a timeout. Which is unfortunate because the shot by Avery went in. Regardless, we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Summit High School. I'm Mark Panther. Delta leads 36-33. He closed in on 60 seconds left in the game. That's the last possession coming out of the timeout. Buzz Ames will inbound it from underneath her basket. Make it just to the left of her basket. My left, her right. Inbound, it goes underneath the Huff. And they're going to say there was a foul on Avery Frazier. That's Avery's second. The turnover goes to Summit. 60 seconds left. Delta in a three-point advantage. Quickly up the court comes Duffy. Duffy gets the screen. Shot no good. Rebound by Ames. Ellie now. Up ahead, has that one knocked away. Summit gets the ball back. Summit, as Miller applies pressure around the perimeter, three ball is good. And the Stones tied at 36 off of Brody's three. And Summit will call a timeout. 32 seconds left in the game. And we will also take a timeout. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports and Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, freezers, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back to Stu at Summit High School. As the Tigers just tied up the score prior to the timeout, it's 36 all. Delta will have possession, I think, with roughly 45 seconds left. We'll know here as soon as the clock comes back on out of the timeout. I was wrong. There's 32 seconds. The Delta, we'll see what they have called up here. 2-3 zone for the, 2-2-1 zone for the Tigers. Delta inbounds to Miller, back to Ames. Ames dribbles, picks it up, now goes to Miller. Miller underneath to Frazier. Avery off the glass, boots in the horn. Miller's got 5 assists on the night. Avery Frazier's 10 points. Third foul called on Rivera. Avery to put Delta back up by 3 here. On the Appliance Company free throw, no good. Fight for the rebound. Babich is on top of it. And a jump ball going to be called. Delta will have possession underneath their own basket. And Delta will call a timeout. So 19 and a half seconds left. Delta leads 38-36. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9StoriesCreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9Stories. Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Shanner back with you at Summit High School. Delta with a 2-point advantage. They'll have the ball coming out of the timeout. Coach Crowder wanted to draw something up good. Put Delta ahead by 2 possessions. 19 and a half seconds left in the game. Aubrey Furniture back in the game. She inbounds it to Huff. Huff's going to be fouled. Correction, Aubrey Frazier not in the game. That was Kylie Huff who inbounded. Actually, Stevie Tatum Miller. Now Huff at the line for 2 Modern Appliance Company free throws. Actually, just going to be 1-1, but she makes the first, so... It ends up being 2. Delta up by 3. Now 4. Huff with 8. Delta ahead by 2 possessions. You don't want to foul here. Duffy brings it up. Duffy, this is, they work it around the perimeter. Rivera for 3. No good. Rebound Miller. Miller, there's a fight for the ball. And a jump ball called. Summit will maintain possession with 3 seconds left on the clock. They're down by 2 scores. A 3 ball with a foul is what they need here. There's the 3. No foul, but it's good. Delta with possession as time expires. And Delta will win in a close one, 40-39. We'll take a break when we come back. Post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Terry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Terry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Kenner back with you here as the Delta girls come up with a 49-39 winner. Taking a look at the stats here. Taylor Summers, 9 points, 5 boards, and 2 steals. Kylie Huff had 8 points, 5 assists, 6 boards, and 4 steals. Hayda Miller had 4 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. Avery Frazier, 10 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and a steal. So Aubrey Frazier, 4 points, a rebound, 2 steals, and a block. Ellie Ames had an assist and 4 rebounds. Brianna Huff, 3 points. Braden Alberg had 2 points. So, again, unofficial stats, folks. But we'll take a break. And when we come back, you'll hear from boys head coach Rod Ames. Girls win their game 40-39. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Take seafood burgers and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations Don Main. A&M Creations Don Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place where the house
saw hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Sora, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Rob, it seemed last night when it was just kind of one of those games where, you know, no matter how hard we tried, we just couldn't get anything going, and, you know, the officials didn't really seem to help us out. And what was your point of view on that game?
I would agree that it was just weird from the start. We just were about to have one of those nights, and last night was one of those nights. And, you know, they shot the ball really well, and we didn't, and that's normally what it comes down to.
And, you know, it just seemed every time we started to build momentum, something happened. Either we shot ourselves in the foot, the refs made a questionable call, the Salt made, you know, answered whatever. It was hard to build momentum last night.
Yeah, the Salt played well. They shot the ball. We knew number 10 could squeeze it, and he got hot at just the right time for them and the wrong time for us. But we just have to play better than we played last night, no matter who we have.
So you mentioned that Kemet's a long team, very similar to Basalt with the height. And what's your game plan to counter that? Is it going to be similar to what you ran with Basalt yesterday, or is it a different game plan?
No, we're going to do about the same thing. We like what we have. We like what we're doing. We're just going to keep doing it. We're just going to keep polishing and keep working hard, and we'll see how it turns out tonight. I think more shots are going to fall for us tonight.
As we start to come down the stretch of the season, we've got these back-to-back games, our home and away. Sometimes there's 3 games in a week. The travel schedule, it's all kind of, you know, builds on itself. Are you worried about fatigue or burnout from the boys?
No, this is what it's all about. This is the fun part. Going on the road, making memories, having a good time, playing basketball. This is the fun part. This is what we've been working for, and we're excited to do it.
Sounds good. Good luck today, Rob.
Thank you.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school from life with what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reason that we expect health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder cutting, stem blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Summit High School. I'm Mark Cantor. Like I mentioned in the interview with Ron, the boys are coming off a tough loss to the Salt last night, 63-50. Easton Bear posted a double-double, 19 points and 14 boards. While Ryan Bynum scored 13, and Trevor Johnson scored 12. Summit is 3-10 and lost to Glenwood, 48-34 on Tuesday. The Tigers are led by junior Emilio Jane, who averages 10 points, 8 boards a game. Delta also has to be aware of senior Tyler Hodges, who also averages 10 points a game, getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineups here. Excuse me there. So we'll get you the lineups for Summit, as it looks like we are actually going to do the, might be doing the national anthem here. I can't tell. But we'll get to the lineups here in just a second once I figure out what they're exactly doing here. So finishing up the Shasta Oath. And it does look like we're going to do the anthem, so stay tuned. Down just a little bit. Sorry about that, folks. Didn't mean to yell at you. But we'll take a look at the Summit lineup now. Non-starters, number 3, Charlie Chabot. Number 50, Eli Khrushchev. Number 5, Tyler Hodges. And number 10, Matt Nakos, the starters. Number 2, Christian Broughton. Number 22, Kyle Kimball. Number 1, Hank Chabot. Number 15, Jack Shearholtz. And number 4, Emilio Jane. Non-starters for the Panthers, number 1, Shea Heim. Number 5, Clayton Cryer. Number 11, Jordan Frazier. Number 20, Lance Porter. And number 22, Eric Baer. Starters for Delta, number 2, Rylan Bynum. Number 4, Brett Leho. Number 10, Landon Clay. Number 15, Tucker Johnson. And number 21, Easton Baer. So Delta kept it close last night. You know, they were as close as, I believe, 2 points in the fourth quarter. And then Basalt was able to take advantage of a few Delta mistakes and managed to pull away at the end of the game. But Delta's not going to change their game plan a whole lot tonight against Summit. You know, they said Summit has some height. I don't see where they're that much taller than us. I mean, they definitely don't have a kid that's as tall as Eric Baer. So that could be in Delta's advantage. Easton to jump against Shearholtz. Tip off will be sponsored by Taco Time. As we're about ready, and the official on the sideline whistled for the jump official not to go yet. So here we go. We are underway, and Summit will control the jump. Broughton brings it across the time stripe. Broughton over to Chabot. Chabot to Shearholtz. Now long pass back to Chabot. Chabot in the paint. They kick it out to Shearholtz. Shot no good. And Delta with the rebound. Clay brings it across. Gets it into Bynum. Bynum loses the handle. Turnover to the Tigers. Broughton in to Chabot. Excuse me, Shearholtz. They go back out to Chabot. Shot no good. Rebound Summit. Now they kick it out. Now long pass over to Chabot. They get it back over to Kimball. Kimball over to Shearholtz. Now they work it in to Jane. They kick it back out. That's going to be Chabot. Now they work it around from the right corner. Shot by Kimball. No good. Rebound by Summit and the putback by Jane. So Summit with a 2-0 advantage to start the game. Pass from Leho stolen as he tries to work it into Baer. Broughton, they work it in to Jane. Jane has it knocked away. Gets it back now. Broughton for 3, no good. Fight for the rebound. Rebound by Shearholtz. He'll be fouled on the putback. So Shearholtz to the line. First foul on Clay. Free throws sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Shearholtz drains it. Extends Summit's lead. Tigers up 4-0. 6.5 left in the first. Bynum inbounds to Clay. Clay trap. Dribbles out. Tries to get past the double team. Has it stolen. Jane lays it in off the glass. 6-0 Summit. Full court pressure now as they're trying to trap Delta. They get it ahead to Johnson. Tuck underneath. Bear off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound Jane. They get it up to Broughton. Broughton will quickly get it up to Chabot in the right corner. Underneath to a cutting Broughton. No good. Rebound Summit. Put back no good. And I'm afraid Shearholtz is going to go to the line after Clay's second foul. Nope, they're going to say it was on the floor. Clay will have a seat. Clayton Cryer comes in. 2 quick fouls on Clay within the first 2 minutes of the game. Inbound. Goes to Sherholtz. Over to Kimball for three. No good. Rebound Johnson. Chuck. To Cryer. Cryer baseline now. Picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. He needs to do something with it. He's going to throw it away and out of bounds. And the Panthers will call a timeout and try to circle the wagons a little bit. 5:44 left in the first, and Delta's down 6-0. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call. 874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
We're going to have an interesting substitution as it looks like... Oh, nope, never mind. Looks like Broughton had a bloody nose. It looks like they got it under control in time. Inbound goes to Chabot. Chabot works it over to Jane. Jane to Kimball. Kimball over to Chabot. And now Jane has it knocked away by Cryer. Now that's poked away by Jane. Delta will maintain possession. Johnson to inbound. Goes to the right side. They work it around to Cryer for three. Can't get it. Rebound by Bear. Easton nearly steps on the end line. Instead, he'll be fouled on the putback. He'll go to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws. Easton looking to put Delta on the board here with 5:19 left in the first. Tigers lead 6-0 here. Easton thinks it. Number 50, Krochek, will check in for the Tigers. And Easton will sink the second. So Delta on the board with those two free throws at 6-2. Broughton brings it across the time stripe. Directing traffic now, gives it to Kimball. Now over to Jane on the left side. Back to Chabot at the top. Chabot over to Kimball. Kimball, ball fake, tries to drive, pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Rebound Johnson. Cuts second board. Bynum with the basketball, top of the key. Bynum to Cryer. Cryer gets it to Leho. Now around the perimeter. Johnson spots for three. Drains it. Delta down by 1-6-5. Back on the other side as Summit goes right to left. Loose ball. It's going to be kicked out of bounds by Doc. Looks like Lando's back into the game for Delta. Bruton gets the ball. Bruton throws it over to Kimball on the left side. Kimball lobs to Jane. Jane plucks it out of the sky. Now Chabot at the top. Chabot has it knocked loose. Clay comes up with it. Clay off the glass. No good. Rebound Clay. Back out to Tuck. Johnson into a double team. Now over to Leho. Leho to Clay for three from the left side. No good off the front iron. Rebound Bear. Bear to Clay. Now into Tuck in the paint. Turnaround jumper. No good. Loose ball. Picked up by Tuck. Over to Clay for three from the left side. Again, no good. Rebound by the Tigers. They work it inside. It's going to go out off a free check. We're going to get some. As it looks like Schaheim will check in. We're going to get some full court pressure from the Tigers now as Sheerholz will come back into the game for Krucek, or Krucek? Krucek, excuse me. Inbound goes to Johnson. They work it up to Heim. Heim brings it up the court. Up ahead to Bear. Bear right side now Clay. Back to Bear. Bear. To Heim. Heim spots for three. No good. Rebound Jane. Now the Tigers have it. 3:18 left in the first. 1 point advantage for Summit. They're going to get it over to Kemble on the left side. Excuse me, that's... I'm not sure who that is. That might be Makos in there. As Delta comes up with the steal, that's Heim. Over to Cryer. Cryer picks up his dribble, goes back to Heim. They work it around the perimeter. Clay looks for something. Dishes to Cryer. Cryer back to Lando. Landon now gets it up at the top. Johnson working on Sheerholz. Now over to Cryer. Cryer guarded by Broughton. Floater from the baseline. No good. And this one is going to be picked up by Sheerholz. Quick flip to Chabot. Chabot trying to go coast to coast in the lane. Shot no good. Put back by Jane is 8-5 Summit. 2:15 left of the first. Clay across the time stripe. Over to Cryer. Clayton. Clayton. Now dribble. Picks it up. Now Bear. Bear from the left elbow. Excuse me. Picks it right elbow. This is the Cryer. Cryer gets underneath the basket. He's in trouble and the jump ball's gonna, nope, they're gonna call lane violation. And we'll have substitutions now. Broughton to bring it up. Broughton. Long pass to Jane. Not sure who double zero is, but he's into the game as Broughton's in the left corner. Dishes underneath to Sheerholz. Can't get it to go. Eric Bear with the bucket, or excuse me, the board, and gets it to Clay. Clay to Cryer. Cryer on the right side to work it into Porter. Porter dribbles, loses it, picked up by Kimball. Thought Kimball may have traveled, not called. They go to Broughton in the lane. Loose ball picked up by double zero. Double zero over to Jane. Now Kimball on the left elbow. Kimball lobs it inside. Now they go underneath to Jane. Shot no good. Rebound by Sheerholz. And now he gives it up to Porter. So Delta now on their side of the court. Heim. Dribble drive. Baseline. Off the glass. It's good. First bucket for Shane. Delta back within one. 40 seconds left in the first. Broughton. To Pine, who makes the steal. Over to Cryer. Cryer tries to get it inside. It gets knocked back out to Cryer. Cryer over to Bear. Eric from the right side spins. He's in a double team. Going to have the ball knocked away. Sheerholz comes up with it. Long outlet to Kimball. Bounces off of Cryer. Ends up in the hands of Clay. Heim. Lob inside to Porter. Porter kicks it out to Bear and loses the ball. And double dribble on Summit with 0.4 seconds left in the first. Krawcheck jumps back up. Looks like he's going to sub back in. Krawcheck comes in for Sheerholz. Trying to get a big body underneath to maybe block out Eric Bear. Krawcheck's got size. He's about the height of Bear. So inbound goes to Porter. At the buzzer, no good from the left corner for three. So at the end of a very fast-paced first quarter, Delta leads 8-7. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers sports and audio sports online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if this is in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here as we're attempting to figure out who Double Zero is. So, Tucker Johnson with three. Points in the first quarter. Pine and Easton Bear both with a bucket. And that's Delta 7 points. Tigers only have one more at 8, and Double Zero is Max Makos. Summit works it inside. They kick it out to Kimball for three from the left corner. They put the points on the wrong side of the board. Eric Bear gets it underneath. Eric in trouble, fadeaway jumper, gets the roll. 11-9 Summit. Chabot at the top. Over to Kimball. Kimball directing traffic now. Tells Chabot go over to the left corner. He does. Chabot passes the ball. Excuse me, Chabot gets the ball. Euro step in the lane, shot no good. Rebound by Porter, and they're going to call actually a jump ball. And Delta will have possession. Starters are back into the game, with the exception of Clay, who's going to have a seat. Lando will be, Shea Hine coming in for Lando. Inbound to Leho. Leho brings it across quickly. Gets it over to Bynum. Bynum now drives the lane. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Tucker Johnson. Saved it from going out of bounds to Easton Bear, but Bear ended up giving it up. Summit now back on their end of the court. Jay working on Leho. They get it inside the cross. Tucker's shot blocked by Bear. Tuck comes up with a loose ball. Tucker, baseline, gets it out to Bynum. Bynum, top of the key. Wait, we'll set something up now. Bynum to Leho. Leho dribbles. Now passes off to Johnson at the top. Three ball, no good. Rebound Hine. Hine back out to shot. Johnson over to, looks like Leho. Leho to Hine. Hine back by midcourt. Now at the top of the key over to Bear. Bear just inside the arc on the right side. Back his way in baseline. As his shot blocked. Jane quickly to the left side of the key. Now right side of the key to Kimball for three. No good. Follows his shot. Gets his rebound. Kicks it out to Chabot. Chabot, top of the key. Chabot gets it in to Kimball for three. It's 14-9 at Tigers. 5:42 left in the half. Leho for three. Rattles in and out. Rebound. It's going to go off of Summit. Delta will have possession. So, Charlie Shabbat will be into the game. I've been pronouncing that last name incorrectly. Sherholz checks back in for Summit as well. Clay will bring it across the time stripe. Gets it from Bynum. Bynum to Bear. Out to Tuck. Johnson to Bynum. Bynum, left side. Now back to Leho. Around to Clay on the right elbow. Inside to Bear. Easton. Long skip pass to Leho. Leho gets it baseline now inside to Tuck. Can't get the shot to go, but he's going to the line for two. Free throws. Sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Second foul called on Sheerholz. Chuck Drains the first. And gets the second as well, and gets the Delta within three. 14-11 Summit, a little more than 5 minutes left in the half. Shabbat. Over to Kimball with a touch pass inside to Jane for two. Clay to Bynum, now to Leho, around to Clay on the right elbow. Inside to Johnson at the free throw line, no good. Rebound there, Bear off the glass, can't get the put back, but a foul going to be called, and Easton will go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Going to be the first foul called on Hank Shabbat. Third team foul on the Tigers. Delta's got two. First one goes in from Easton. Cross-check and make the game for the Tigers. And they're going to say lane violation by Bynum. So 16-12 Summit, 4:41 left in the half. Thanks, Shabbat, to bring it up. Shabbat, top of the key, gets the screen. Now over to Kimball. Kimball with the ball fake. Kimball going to be fouled by Leho. Brett's first. Each team's got three fouls apiece now. Kimball to inbound. To Shabbat. Shabbat at the top of the key. Shabbat now in the lane. Loses the handle. Gets it to Trocek. Kisses the glass and in. It's 18-12. Summit. Leho all alone in the right side for three. No good. Ball's going to go. Nope. Nako saves it from going out of bounds, and the Tigers have it. Shabbat over to the left corner. Nako's back to Shabbat. Shabbat over to the left corner. That's actually Kimball. Kimball with the ball fake into a double team. Now to Charlie Shabbat. Shot no good. Rebound Clay. Clay gives it up as he's pushed out of bounds. Clay wish he got the foul. Rob Ames does as well. Bynum to the Bear. Leho gets it to Johnson, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. So, foul called on Charlie Shabbat. That's his first. Chuck gets the first. Tucker with 6 points now. As Zane will check back into the game. Looks like Broughton's in as well for the Tigers. Johnson gets the Panthers back within six. It's 20-14. Broughton with Kleenex in the nose to stop the bleeding. Puts a shot up over Johnson and drains it. 22-14 Summit. Leho, right side, kicks it back out to Clay into Bear. Bear has it knocked away as he goes up for the shot. Steal by Summit. Broughton over to the left side and Shabbat. Shabbat now in the lane. He's going to be fouled. And he'll go to the line for two. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. It'll be Delta's fourth team foul. The first foul called on Easton Bear. The Tigers have 14 fouls as well. Hank Shabbat's first shot is good. Like Cryer back into the game as well for Delta. As is Eric Bear. Comes in for little big bro. 24-14, largest lead of the game. One-on-one is Leho. He decides to pick up his dribble. gets it to Clay. Clay over to Fryer for three. It's no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Jane. Delta will maintain possession. Clay to inbound. Lobs it to Cryer. Cryer over to Leho. Leho works it into Bear. Eric, turnaround jumper from the lane is good. Eric Bear with four. Broughton. And we're going to have a foul called on Strachan. Moving screen. That's illegal. That'll be Strachan first. Play. Cross the time stripe. Over to Leho. Leho back to Clay. Dishes to Leho. Leho top of the key. Spots for three. Off the board. It's good. That's Brett's first bucket of the game. 24-19 Summit. Shabbat. Looks for the screen. Delta works through it. Shabbat on pass to Jay. Footer, no good. Rebound, Bear. Excuse me, that's Johnson with the rebound. And now Delta back the other way. Clay drives the lane off the glass. It's good. Lando doing it all on his own for his first bucket. Delta's back within three. Broughton uses the handle, gets it back. No, knocked away by Clay. Lots of travel. And they're going to say that the Summit bench called a timeout before the travel happened. I think Rob Ames wants a little explanation about that. Instead, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on IU Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
On camera, back with you here at Summit High School. And before the timeout, Landon Clay decided not to dive to the court to fight for the loose ball. Instead, let Broughton dive down there. And instead of getting the travel call against Summit, refs award the Tigers the timeout. And the Tigers will have possession. Tigers moving right to left, Delta left to right. Inbound. Delta extends pressure now. Broughton with the ball in the backcourt. Broughton behind the back. And across the timeline over to the right corner. That's Timble. Now Shabbat. Shabbat in a double T. Puts it inside to Krawcheck. Back out to Zane. Around to the left side. And Shabbat for three, no good. Rebound Clay. Clay, long pass up ahead to Leho. And a foul going to be called on Shabbat. He tries to go for the steal. 1:19 left in the half. Delta down by three. They'll have possession underneath their basket. Double team on the inbound. It's Leho left corner and I'm not sure what the call was there. Rob Ames is asking for an explanation, and he doesn't understand either. The official that made the call is down, going over to explain on the inbound. They're saying that he passed, threw it in under the basket. Rob's still looking for the explanation, and he doesn't understand either. I thought maybe he said that Clay had stepped on into the court of play, and he didn't. He just passed from the left side of the basket, his left, Clay's left, to the left side of the court from the left corner. So spaces is right to left, and it's the official saying he has to throw it in on the side he's on. That's ridiculous, because that's the egg. Or maybe he's saying he threw it behind the basket. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. And if travel going to be called on Jane, I almost feel like this is a makeup call for not giving Delta the ball in the inbound. But regardless, 68 seconds left in the half, 24-21 Summit. Clay drives the lane, floater no good, rebound Jane. Kimball for three from the left corner, no good. And they're going to say Kimball was fouled, but it was on the floor. Maybe it happened after the shot hit the board, or maybe it was away from the ball. Eric Barron called for the foul. Rebound goes to Shabbat, over to Broughton, Broughton over to Jane. Jane right side back to Shabbat. They work around to Shabbat and the top, tries to work it in, gives it up to Johnson. Shot hands off to Clay. Clay to Leho. Leho back to Clay for three. No good. Leho to Cryer. Cryer in the bear. Eric tries to go reverse. Doesn't get it to go. Gets the shot back. Second rebound gets the put back. Eric Bear with six. Back on the other end now. Jane, 10 seconds left. That's Shabbat. Gets it over to Broughton. Now Kimball right side. Kimball puts it up. He's going to be fouled. Hoop in the harm. With 3.3 seconds left, Leho made contact after the shot. Second foul on Brett. We're going to have a substitution as Mako gets back into the game. That's tough. Tough on Leho. The and one is no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Tigers. 27-23, 2.3 seconds left. Delta gets the inbound to Tuck. Tuck, turnaround, jumper, long field ball, no good. So, at the end of the first half, Tigers lead your Panthers 27-23. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, it'll be the interview I had with Delta Panther wrestlers from earlier this week. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's take this to Nikki at the Sunflower to melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in taking stress relief since 1999. Safety believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for State Nikki at the Sunflower Group.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls.
Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
I'm here with Rick Lockhart, Cal Kincaid, Dustin Drozdick, and Helen Hewitt. They're all wrestlers for Delta Panthers. And thanks for talking with me today, guys. How's your season going? I know you guys had your senior night the other night, so how was that?
Yeah, it's been real fun. It's exciting getting to wrestle on the last home duel of my career. Even though it's only been 2 years, I feel like I'm going to miss it a lot more than mostly any of my sports.
Wrestling's growing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Dalton?
It's been going pretty good for me. I've only had 2 losses, and I just want to keep going strong.
So, how about you, Rip? You having a good season?
Yeah, pretty good season. I'm, like, getting used to my new weight, and I'm about, like, 15 pounds under almost. Mm-hmm. So, it's a good chunk of the season, but it's going pretty good. I've won some matches I shouldn't have won and lost some matches I definitely shouldn't have lost.
That happens. So, jumping up a weight class, you know, how... What goes into that decision? Is it because there isn't anybody at that weight class? What's the reasoning behind that, and why do you do that?
Well, I bumped up to 215 because there's 7 ranked kids in our region at 190.
I see.
And at 215, I'm ranked as you in our region.
Okay. How about you, Tom? Why did you jump up a weight class?
So, last year, I was wrestling behind, like, Timmy Horn and Roy Sparios, and They were super tough, so I decided to drop weight to get down to a weight that I could wrestle at the varsity level and to be successful. So that was all last year, and then this year I didn't want to cut as much weight, and I'm in front, you know, knowing I don't have to wrestle behind anyone or beat someone out. So I just stayed, cut a couple pounds, and then kind of just sitting here at 57. But there's not very many ranked kids at 57s in my region. I think there's maybe 1 or 2. And then, like, at 50, it's going to be pretty tough. And at 65, it's really tough. Great.
So, Dawson, wrestling is an interesting sport because it's very individual, but you're still wrestling for your team.
Yeah.
Kind of discuss that dichotomy, if you will, and knowing you have to go out and kind of do it on your own, but what you do also benefits the team as a whole.
I don't know. I just wrestle for my team just because I feel like if I lose a match or something, I let them down because we all work the same. I just feel like I should show what we actually do in practice and stuff.
So, being a senior, the younger kids look to you for leadership, and I'm sure the coach looks for you to take a little bit of a leadership role as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
I try my best to get along with kind of everybody on the team and kind of know them all, like, on a more personal level. So if there's something wrong with them, whether it be in wrestling or personally, I want to be there for them. And being able to voice my opinion a lot more than other kids do during practices. And just in general, I want to make the best out of what I can with that.
Nice. So what are your plans for the future after high school? Are you going to continue to pursue wrestling, pursue another sport, go the academic route, go in the workforce? Or do you have any plans?
I think I'll go to college. I'm not sure. I'm not dead set on really anyone yet, but I want to study agriculture and pursue a higher education in order to make a little bit more money off of that, since I've grown up in a family that is surrounded by agriculture.
True. You still have a few years left. Are you going to continue with wrestling? What's your goal here in high school?
I hope to just make it through high school and, like, the state championship and wrestle at the collegiate level.
That'd be cool. How about you, Rip? What are you going to do here in the future?
I just want to go to college, get a decent job, make money.
Now, obviously your brother Gage.
Yeah.
Was a standout athlete here. How do you feel, you know, trying to make your own way, make your name, and not necessarily be in the shadow, not that I'm saying you are.
As a sophomore right now, I'm beating him, actually. And his senior year, he got hurt, so he doesn't got anything too big up there. At least in the wrestling.
Well, guys, I appreciate you talking with me today.
Yeah,
good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, stinging cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, chinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8-8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Reiner is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Reiner is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting.
It's the place with a helpful hardware.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to Summit High School. I'm Mark Ganter, and winding down halftime here is the Summit Tigers lead your Delta Panthers 27-23. Take a look at the first half stats for the Panthers. Tucker Johnson led the way, 7 points and 4 boards. Eric Bear had 6 points and 3 boards. Fred Leho had the tray, a couple of assists, and a rebound. Landon Clay had a bucket. Shay Hine had a bucket. Easton Bear had 3 points and 3 boards. So I was getting some clarification during halftime on what foul or what misdeed was called on the inbound pass by Delta here shortly before the half. And what I was told was, if you're on the right side of the basket underneath the inbound, you can't inbound it to the left corner, which I don't think is correct because I've seen it done quite often. So I'm not entirely sure about that. Summit will have the ball to start the second half. Shabbat with the ball over to Broughton. Broughton back to Shabbat. Shabbat drives. Goes baseline over Tucker Johnson. Shot's no good. Rebound Easton Bear. Up ahead to Bynum. Bynum is, are they going to call the basket? What's the call here? Are they going to call hoop in the harm? Or are they going to say it was on the floor? They're going to say it was on the floor. Second foul called on Broughton. Summit gets the ball back. Up ahead to Jane. Jane to Broughton. Back to Shabbat now. Shabbat back to Jane. Working the perimeter. Shabbat. Jane. Kimball. To Jane. Back to Kimball. To Shabbat on the right side. Now he works back left. Lob pass to Broughton. Back to Shabbat. Now Broughton. Work it in. Now back out to Jane. Jane. Baseline layup is good. 29-23 Summit, a little more than 7 minutes left in the third. Leho. Lejo to Bear at the top, over to Bynum. Easton, or excuse me, Ryland has it tipped away, now gets it back. Bynum works it into Johnson. Johnson is going to go out of bounds if he can't corral it. And a turnover back to Summit. Looks like we're going to have a substitution. Shea Himes checks back into the game for Bynum. Shabbat brings it up, gets it over to Broughton. Broughton to Shabbat, back out to Broughton. Broughton inside to Shearholtz. They kick it back out. Shabbat in the lane. Now turns around and gives it to Zane. Jane, back to Broughton. Around the perimeter. Kimball on the left elbow. Back to Jane at the top. Another long possession for Summit here. They get it into Shearholtz. Shearholtz in the lane. Gets the bucket. 31-23. Summit. Tucker Johnson off the glass. It's good after the dish from Clay. Johnson with 9. And looks like Broughton's nose is bloody again. So we'll have a substitution for that as Makos comes into the game. Shabbat across the time stripe will be picked up by Heim. Over to Kimball, back to Shabbat. Shabbat tries to work it into Zane. Jane. Steal by Lejo. He just saves it inbounds to Bear and Delta's got the ball back. Clay stops, pops for 3, no good. Rebound by the Tigers. Shot no good on the other end. Put back by Kimball, no good. And Lejo with the rebound. They work it into Johnson. Tuck backs his way into the lane. Left-handed hook. And the right-handed hook is good. Tuck with 11. Delta back within 4. Jane. To Shabbat. Shabbat back to Jane. Around the perimeter, Jane ends up with it again. Now Shabbat looks to drive the lane, kicks out to Kimball for 3 from the left corner. It's good. 34-27 Summit. Lejo. Clay, right elbow, answers. Clay with 5. And a timeout going to be called by Summit with 4:32 left in the third. Delta back within 4. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations are Maine, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Maine. And in Creations on Main, go to 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Enter back into Summit High School. Summit leads 34-30 with 4.5 left in the third. Shabbat with the basketball. Long pass from Makos. Tries to get it in to Krawcheck, back out to Kimball, right side. Kimball shot is good. Fall away jumper, and Summit's lead back to 6. Clay tries to fire it into Bear. He loses the handle, and a travel going to be called on Nako. It's like time to inbound for minutes. Front of his own bench, and actually Ryland Bynum will check back in for Himes. So Ryland, the far end of his bench, goes to Clay. Still in front of his bench, they work it into Bear. Bear puts it up, can't get it to go, actually got the basket. So Easton was 5, and Delta back within 4. Jane from the right side. Lob to Makos. Makos back to Broughton, who's back into the game with a Kleenex in his nose. Shane takes it back to the top. They work around the perimeter. That one's going to be kicked out of bounds off of Krawcheck. So Delta will have possession. Eric Bear checks back in with the game for Delta. Like the Bear brothers will be on the floor at the same time as Johnson gets a breather. Clay across the time stripe. Over to Bynum. Bynum dribbles left hand in the baseline. Has a shot blocked by Nakos. Good effort by Bynum, but couldn't get over Nakos. Delta maintains possession. Inbound goes to Bear. Eric's going to be fouled as he tries to make the basket. He'll go to the line for 2 Modern Appliance Company free throws. Eric clings it off the back iron. No good. Hank Shabbat back into the game. Eric Bear drains 1 of 2. The Tigers looking around the perimeter. Shane with the basketball, right elbow. To Kimball, they work it onto the left side. And now Summit coach Jordan Bowler giving the official an earful. And Tucker Johnson will come in for Clay. I'm not sure what's going on here. But stoppage and Clay, it looks like Clay may have some blood on him. Shabbat to Jane in the left corner. Jane to Shabbat. Shabbat guarded by Bynum. Over to Broughton. Broughton to Kimball. Over to the left corner. Now back out to Broughton at the top. Broughton. Works it to Jay. Now over in the left corner in Shabbat. Shabbat to Kimball in the right corner. Now they dish it to Jane at the top. Jane drives the lane. Can't get it to go, but he's going to go to line for 2. Couple of free throws sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Foul called on Eric Bear. That's his second. James Drains the first. And Schierholz will check back into the game. Clay will come back in for Laiho. Game makes the second, so it's now a 5-point lead for the Tigers. Quickly up the court. Fryer in the lane, it's good. Eric Bear gets the assist on that one. Quickly back the other direction. Long pass to Kimball on the right side. Kimball gets it back out. Now they work it around the perimeter. Broughton works it into Schierholz. Back out to Jane. Baseline off the glass, no good. Shot, over Eric Bear by Schierholz. Now Clay will take it across the time stripe. 40-35 Summit. Eric Bear backs his way in from the baseline. Now tries to get it out, has the pass stolen by Jane. Quickly up ahead to Kimball, right side for 3, no good. This one rebound by Shabbat, now out to Schierholz. Schierholz in the lane, and that's a steal. Straight up theft by Eric Bear. As Bynum has the basketball, Bynum dribble drive, spins in the lane, and they're going to call it. Foul. Foul going to be called on Shabbat. The Delta will have the ball underneath their basket. Clay Inbounds to Bynum at the top, over to Tucker Johnson. Johnson for three from the left elbow, no good. Fight for the rebound, and there's going to be a foul call on Shearholz as he was battling Bear for the rebound. That's Houston Bear, and Shearholz will pick up his third foul, and Krawcheck will come back in. 5-point advantage for the Tigers, 1:19 left in the third. Johnson to inbound, goes to Pryor. They go inside the Easton Bear. Turnaround jumper good. Delta within three, 40-37. 64 seconds left in the third. Shabbat over to, they work it into Krawcheck, and Tucker Johnson comes up with the steal. Back on the other side, Bynum. In the lane, took a shot, no good. He's going to the line for two, though. To be fair, there's a possibility that Bynum may have traveled before making that drive, but it wasn't called. Second personal foul called on Krawcheck. 15 foul on the Tigers. That could be important here down the stretch. Bynum sinks the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. It's actually Ryland's first points of the game. And Bynum brings Delta within a point. It's 40-39. Broughton looking to Shabbat. Shabbat, right elbow. Long pass to Broughton. Broughton, baseline, dishes out. They work it around. Shabbat ends up with it at the top of the key. Foul going to be called. I thought he might have traveled, but... So the foul is going to be called on Johnson. That's his first. As they... Inbound stolen by Bynum, up ahead by Leho. Can't get the shot to go, but Brett's going to go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. And I can't tell who's yelling. Is it the Leho will miss the first? Can't tell who's yelling from the bleachers, if it's the Summit fans or the Delta fans. They're not real happy either way with the officials here. Leho will sink the second free throw, and that is his fourth point of the game, and it ties the score at 40. 23 seconds left in the third. They work it over to Kimball. Now around the perimeter, ends up to Jane on the right side. Jane. Now they work it back the other direction to the left. Kimball loses the handle. They get it back. Now to Jane. Jane tries to drive. They get it into Krawcheck. Krawcheck over there for two. 3 seconds left. Clay with the ball. Clay puts it up. Can't get it to go. So at the end of three, the Tigers lead is two, 42-40. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday, you guys the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back at 7 High School, I'm Mark Cantor. Delta to have possession to start the final stanza. They're behind by 2, 42-40. Tucker Johnson with 11 points. Eric Baer with 9. Inbound goes to Bynum. Pressure extended into the backcourt. Bynum gets by it. They go to Leho. Leho back to Bynum. Bynum in the lane. Puts up the circus shot. Can't get it to go. He's called for the charge. He can't believe it. That's going to be the first foul on Ryland. We'll get a substitution as Sheerholt checks back into the game. Delta's got Johnson, Leho, Bynum, Easton, Bear in play. So the starters on the court for Delta here in the fourth quarter. But the starters back on the court now for Summit as Jane. They're going to say steps on the end line and turns it over to Delta. Play gets it to a cutting Leho, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds by Summit. So Delta maintains possession. Long inbound to Johnson, right elbow. Johnson drives, floater over the top, can't get it to go. It's going to go out of bounds off of Summit again. So Clay to inbound one more time. Actually, it's going to be Johnson that inbounds this time. Goes now to Clay, now inside to Johnson. Touch as the pass knocked away, and Summit comes up with a turnover. Shabbat over to Broughton. Broughton to Jay. No, stolen by Leho. Leho picks it up, gets it to Clay. Clay dribbles in, drops it off to Bear. Now back out to Leho. Leho right elbow. Leho dribbles, drops it off to Bynum. Bynum in the leg, loses it, but Johnson picks it up. Left-handed hook, no good. Rebound by Summit. No, a foul going to be called. Johnson gets the second, and Porter will come in and shot. Delta's got 14 fouls. Tigers with 6. Porter, one of only two Panthers without a point so far. The other one being Jordan Frazier, who hasn't seen the court yet. James gets the screen. Now they work it inside. Sheerholt, that's a travel. Nope. They're going to call a foul on Leho. That'll be Brett's third. As they inbound to the right corner. Now, Kimball, directing traffic, gets it over to Broughton. Broughton to Shabbat. Shabbat over to Jane. Now, on the perimeter, Shabbat looks to drive. Shabbat to Jane on the left side. He drives baseline, kicks it into Sheryl. Sheryl will have the hoop on the arm. There was contact underneath. I thought Easton Bear went straight up. Ryland Bynum will have a seat, and Pryor will come back in. So Easton gets an explanation from the official. So, actually wasn't on the shot. It was a one and one. No, I'm sorry. That was for an and one. That's right. So, no good. And Delta's got the ball. Bear backs his way in. Off the glass. It's good. Easton with 7. Delta back within 2. Shabbat almost throws it into his own bench. Saved by Kimball. They work it into Sheerholt. Sheerholt over to Kimball. Left corner for 3. No good. Put back by Jane. No good. But the second one is. 46-42 Summit. 5.5 left in this game. Clay, top of the key, drives in the paint. Can't get the roll. Put back is no good. Rebound by Sheerholt. Now Summit's got to come in the other direction. Summit's moving left to right. Delta right to left. They work it into Sheryl's left corner and Kimball. No good for 3. Rebounds by Bear. Easton with five boards now. Leo step back three, no good. Rebound by Summit. Jane, 10-footer, no good. Rebound by Summit. Kimball for three, that one is good. 49-42, 4:44 left. Summit with the lead. Both teams with 16 fouls apiece, so next foul puts Athena in the bonus. And they're going to call a foul away from the ball on Sherholt. So Easton Bear is going to go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Shea Hyde will be back into the game, as will Tucker Johnson. So this will be a one-and-one situation. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Easton can't get it, and he'll get his own rebound. Works it into Johnson. Shot, turnaround jumper, no good, but he's going to the line for two. A seven-point advantage for Summit right now. First foul called on Jane. Tuck can't get the first off the front iron. And doesn't get the second. Loose ball. Rebound Summit. Now Broughton will bring it across the timeline. Broughton. Long skip pass to Jane. Jane now drives on Johnson. He kicks it out to Broughton for, Shabbat for three. It's no good. It goes out of bounds off of Summit. This is a fight for the rebound. And Clay will inbound for Delta. Clay gets it up to Heim. Heim back out to Clay. They work it into Bear, and that's going to be a reach in the foul. So, Easton Bear back to the line. The 19th foul for the Tigers. One more, Delta will be in the double. Summit still with a 7-point advantage, 49-42 with a little more than 4 minutes left in the game. Can't hit the front end, and Summit comes up with the board. Shabbat to Broughton, back to Shabbat. Shabbat picks up his dribble, now gets it to Broughton. Now they go in, they kick it back out, they work it around. Kimball on the left side, continue to work it around. And Shabbat over to Jane. Jane drives baseline, kicks it into Charlie Shabbat. He loses the handle. He's going to be out of bounds. Say Shabbat stepped on the end line, and Delta will have the ball back. Delta really could use a score here. Clay takes it all by himself, works it into Bear. Bear, turn around. No foul called, but it is going to be out of bounds off of Summit. Sherholt is going to step back in. So actually, they're going to say it went out of bounds off of Delta, so Summit with the basketball. Broughton to Jane. Jane drives the lane into a double team. Can't get the shot to fall, but doesn't go to the line for two. A couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws forthcoming. Foul going to be called on Johnson. That'll be his third. 3:11 left here in the game, and see Summit leads 49-42. Jane with the rim job, no good. Jump flat. And he can't get the bounce on the second one. Shabbat comes up with it in a timeout call by Summit. So with 3:07 left in the game, Tigers leading 49-42 over your Panthers. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, somebody who sports online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there when this is the end-of-life moment. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cannon back with you at Summit High School. Tigers lead Panthers 49-42. Summit will have the ball out of the timeout. Underneath thrown basket, Sherrill's to inbound. This one knocked away by Clay. It's going to go out of bounds off of Summit. Coach Buller not happy with the call, but Delta will have possession. And now a discussion between the officials. Actually, one of the officials talking to Easton Bear. Clay goes underneath Johnson with the bucket. And a timeout by Delta. Clay wanted to go to the left corner again and thought better of it instead. Went into there and got the bucket. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Fine Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta extending pressure on the inbound. Summit gets it all the way up the court on the inbound pass. They're now at the top of the key. Jane over to Shabbat. Shabbat over to Kimball. Kimball guarded by Clay very tightly. Now he'll drive the lane. Gets it out to Jane. Jane baseline. Dishes to Clay. Clay with the steal. Delta in a 5-on-4 situation. Finds the open man underneath to Bear. And there it is. Delta again extending pressure. And a foul going to be called on Leo. A little too much contact. Bear wanted an over-and-back call, and Easton didn't get it. Instead, Shabbat will go to the line for 1-1. He'll drain it, at least the front end of it. Free throws, of course, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Tigers lead back up to 4, 2:17 left in the game. And he'll get the second, 51-46. Summit, inbound goes to Clay. Clay, quickly, to Leho. Leho tries to get it into Bear. And I think a foul is going to be called on. Nope, they're going to say out of bounds off of Summit. So Delta maintains possession. 2:10 left in the game. This inbound knocked away, stolen by the Tigers. Broughton brings it across the time stripe. Sheerholt to Broughton. Now Jane. Jane to Shabbat at the top, over to Kimball, into Broughton. They're going to say he's out of bounds. And Summit will call a timeout, and their coach, Bullard, not happy at all. Broughton hit the wall pretty, or hit the floor pretty hard. Bullard giving his team an earful. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports and Audio Sports Online.
New Fork Pre-Owned is an easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Abnormality about this game is we only have two officials. We only had two officials for the girls' game as well. Normally you've got three for a varsity contest, but due to an official shortage, Summit not able to get the full amount of officials to the varsity game. Delta will have possession. Delta, inbounds to Johnson. Bynum to Clay. Clay quickly across the time stripe. Gets in the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound Summit. Fight for the ball. And a foul going to be called on Bear. Going to be Easton's third. And looks like James got a cramp. He's going to walk it off as he comes to the free throw line. Both teams with 19 fouls now. Tigers lead by 5. 1:36 left in the game. Looks like they're going to sub in for the injury. And he's going to come in and shoot the free throws. Eddie Gutierrez is subbing in. We'll drain the first. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. And Gutierrez misses a second, but Summit comes up with the rebound. Shabbat over to Broughton. Look for a long possession here by Summit, being up by 6. Still 2 scores. But Delta can't score unless they have the ball. Shabbat to Kimball. Kimball to Shearholz. Shearholz dribbles. This is to Shabbat. Shabbat at the top. He's going to be fouled by Clay. 67 seconds left in the game. Third foul called on Lando. Shabbat wins the first. As Summit in the double bonus now. Can't get the roll, and Bear comes up with the rebound. Quickly up ahead to Bynum. Bynum to Leho. Leho dishes to Bynum. Bynum going to have it knocked out of bounds by Summit, and Delta will call the timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports and Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you at Summit High School. Tigers lead this one 53-46 over your Panthers. So Delta looking to get a bucket here and hopefully get a steal. So there's going to be 52 seconds left in the game. Delta with possession. Tuck with the inbound goes to Clay, left corner. Now Leho to Tucker Johnson for three from the left corner. No good. Rebound there. There. He's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Bowler wanted the travel call. Didn't get it. Easton gets the bounce. And Jane will check back in for Summit. Easton with 10 points today. Delta back within five to take the pick. Full court pressure on the inbound now. Summit gets it in. Looking to trap. They can't get it. James in the lane. Drops it off to Sherrill. Off the glass. It's still 35 seconds left in the game. Playing across the time stripe. 55-48. Summit with the lead. Tucker Johnson drives from the right side. Floater, no good. Rebound by Summit. And a foul going to be called on Leho. Shabbat gets it across the time stripe. It's going to be the fifth foul on Leho. So Clayton Cryer to check back into the game now for Delta. Shabbat for the line for two. He'll get it. See what happens here with the second Modern Appliance Company free throw. Drains that one as well. 57-48 Tigers. Play quickly up the time stripe. Over to Cryer, right side for three. It's good. And Delta will take a timeout, so we'll take another break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Tigers go ahead by 6 with 57-51 as we're in the closing moments of the game here. Still a chance for Delta if they've kept it close all game. Have to have the ball bounce their way a couple times here. Hasn't happened often tonight. So coming up for Delta is going to be a trip to Rifle on Tuesday. When Rifle visited our floor a couple of week and a half ago or so, Delta had a running clock in both games. So hopefully we can look forward to that again. Long inbound to Kemble, and it's going to go out of bounds. Delta basketball with 9 seconds left. No time came off the clock. So Delta's going to have it underneath their own basket. Inbound from Clay. Clay to Johnson from the top of the key for three. Can't get it. Loose ball for the rebound. Bear puts it in the bucket. And a timeout called by Delta. So Delta down by four with 6/10 of a second left. So Easton, after he got the rebounds, did what he could to get the ball in the bucket. So 57-53 in favor of the Tigers. Delta's played tough all game long. Pretty sure at one point they were down by 11, so the game was within reach the entire night, pretty much. So Summit with the inbound. Long inbound for Zane. Zane will run the clock out. So Summit's going to come away with this 157-53. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the postgame show. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Remember, you have a pain in the neck.
Let patience to Nikki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for State Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
Half the time, the founders with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, steamy cilantro, and juicy limes. Half the time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Summit High School for the post-game show. Delta dropped this one, unfortunately. Easton Bear had 13 points and 5 boards as well as a block. Eric Bear, 8 points, 4 boards. Tucker Johnson, 11 points, 5 boards. Clayton Pryor, Landon Clay, each had 5 points. Brett Leo had 4. Ryland Bynum had 2. So did Shea Hine. As I mentioned before, the boys and girls travel the rifle on Tuesday. Girls are scheduled to tip at 6, with the boys to follow at 7:30. Once again, final four of the boys' game, Summit 57, Delta 53. Delta girls also did win today, 40-39. That's going to wrap it up from Summit High School. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good day.